facilities management is what I've spent my whole life doing, and this issue is all around facilities management. What we've been given, Greg, is 9 issues, right, that they have. So it's kind of like a whole big catch-all, right? Now, my experience of doing audits, and I would say I've done about 100 audits in pharmaceutical companies and aerospace companies, and this is just an audit. In audits, you have 3 different categories. You've got observations, you've got minor non-conformances, and you've got major non-conformances, right? Now, I've kind of taken apart the 9 issues, right? And I know if I was on the other side of an auditor, right, I'd be challenging each of those issues, right? None of those issues, in my opinion, are major non-conformances. There needs to be a dialogue in relation to that. And I think there's an education piece that we need to be putting into the HSE here about how to mitigate against these issues. So it's not like if there's a non-conformance, the ball is burst and everybody goes home, which is kind of the message I'm getting at the moment, right? That doesn't happen in industry. You come up with short-term, medium-term and long-term mitigation to ensure the continuity of the product or of the service. I don't want to be giving out too much about the HSE with that. I'd like to be meeting with them.
Yeah.
I'd like for us to be able to hopefully educate them, all right? Because audits are awful things, right? They're really, really difficult and very stressful environments. But I'm pretty sure that we can collectively, and the community can come together and be part of that solution as well. We can maybe help to, raise funds, get companies involved. Collectively, we can come up with a solution.